We haven't about middle ways of about five blocks on each side of the street, you know. She's got two little boys, and I bet you that there's 75 children on them blocks there. And the dogs, no, 100 dogs, but they're under
and about
fence.
75, 100 cats.
And the cats has never been counted. So the cats was fighting the other night, and I got up and I asked Mary, where was Thomas? That was their cat. And she said, he's in the house. He shut up. I said, well, they're fighting out here. I thought maybe there's a killing of him. She said, no, it's not him. He's too big a coward to fight. So the next morning, Ben and James was up and they was talking and said, James said, what was them cats a-fighting about last night? Glenn said, why, James, they weren't a-fighting. They're just fussing to see who's going to have kittens.
Yeah, Lord, youngins can come up with some things to floor you. I mean, you know.
That'll do now. Don't go no further.
Oh, boy, them youngins. I'm going to tell this ain't ugly. We had two daughters. How old was it when J.D. had the calf?
Oh, Mary was about 12. 12, I reckon.
Huh?
About 10 and 12.
And the lot was right around there, and I brought them out of the pasture, let them in the lot. And this cow was in labor, and I told my wife, I said, won't you take the girls around and let them what old J.D. had? Well, you got just as much right to take them, the birds and the bees that I have. I said, that's your job. And so I got the bucket of milk, the other cow, she was okay, a month or two old. And I come back and brought the milk in the coop. I said, all right, gals, let's go and watch J.D. have a calf. We went out.
Let's watch nature.
And
take its course.
I got plumb tickled at my oldest daughter. She's about 12. She's jumping up and down the little cow. Oh, daddy help her, daddy help her. I said, she ain't a hurting, Mary. She'll be all right in a minute. If it's a heifer, it's mine. I said, oh, okay. And it was a heifer. First heifer she'd had. It was a Jersey heifer. You know what she named that cow?
What?
Nuke. Ain't that something for a cow? Nuke. That's her name. And she bred the life of this cow that was named Nuke. Mm-hmm. And she was what we call a gray cow. Now that's near about a full blood Jersey, but not a full blood Jersey, you know. And she broke the world record bunny back. And this fella, when we carried her to the fair, my daughter, I broke the lead, the whole lead. You know? We carried her to the fair, and he named her Nuke, and he said, Mary, where'd you get that name? And she told her about this cow, you know. She read it. Wasn't it Grandpa? And the Grandpa, the history of this cow. And that was her name, Nuke. And it told how many pounds of butter she gave in a year. She was one of the top world records. Now, she wasn't a purebred. I mean, it wasn't a registered cow. Mm-hmm. She was like Mary's cow. She was a great cow, commercial cow. But a lot of people that tell her, this cow was a Mississippi State Collie. And I would breed her. I wouldn't let her get bred. I got her bed, you know, until I. She must have been about 20 months old when I bred her, wasn't she, sure? And I had her, she was a beautiful cow. And this guy, and I had competition. It was artificial bred heifers against her, you know.